It's after six.
Oh, Susan and Fred can manage. Oh, look at this one.
Eh? Caravans and farm holidays? Yeah. You don't want a farm holiday, do you?
Oh, no. I want a caravan by the sea. I'm going to do the cooking.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. I'll get enough of farmers at work.
We're going to have sausages, bacon and eggs every morning.
Oh, are we?
Well, and that's after we've been for a swim.
Hang on a minute. You can go for a swim if you like. I'm not promising anything.
Oh, Dad, we've got to have a swim before breakfast.
It might be blowing half a gale and snowing.
Don't be silly. We're going in August, aren't we?
Yeah, but you know what this country's like.
Suppose we couldn't go to the south of France?
Who do you think I am? Walter Gabriel? No, we couldn't.
Devon or Wales, then?
Yeah. Which do you fancy?
Wales, I think. I like the mountains.
You don't think I'm going to go climbing any mountains, do you? Before breakfast, perhaps?
Sid?
It'd do you the world of good.
Sid?
Hello, Mrs. Archer.
I hope you don't think I'm barging in, but they said you were in here.
Sit down, Mrs. Archer. See if we've got a cuppa in the pot, Lucy.
Yes, we have. I'll get a cup.
Oh, thank you. I was just wondering if you'd fixed up the holiday date yet.
We're getting very close to it, aren't we?
Yes, well, we've nearly decided.
And where are you going?
Wales. We're going to swim across Cardigan Bay and climb Cadder Idris before breakfast every day.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Here's your tea, Mrs. Archer.
Thank you. Oh, it all sounds rather strenuous.
That's not the half of it.
Do you know the date yet?
Ah, well, no. We've just got to pick out the spot. Then we can find out exactly, can't we?
Only I do need to know as soon as possible. Lillian's asked me to go over to Guernsey for a few days, and I would like to see her.
We should have sorted ourselves out by the end of the week, shouldn't we, Lucy?
Oh, yes.
So we'll be able to tell you then, Mrs. Archer. Mrs. Archer?
What? Oh, yes. I was miles away. Well, not exactly miles away. Years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've lost me.
For a moment, I was sitting at this table with Jack and the girls and Tony, just about to cut some bread from a cottage loaf. It was so clear.
It's the connections in your brain.
Lucy, pet, you can start clearing up now.
What is?
Déjà vu. Your brain short circuits, and it makes you think you've had this experience before. Whereas really, it was only a split second ago.
Oh, yes, but this wasn't déjà vu. It was just a very vivid memory, I suppose. Although why I should remember that cottage loaf, I don't know.
I remember funny things when I was little. I can remember Mum pushing me in my pram.
Go on, you never can.
Oh, I can. And someone looked in at me. I don't know who.
I don't suppose they'll ever find out what really goes on inside the mind.
I hope not, anyway. Look, I'd better get on now, if you'll excuse me.
Evening, Susan.
Hello.
She was giving me the creeps, Colonel. Seeing cottage loaves where there weren't any.
I once met a chap who was in two places at once.
Oh. He wouldn't like a job as a barman, would he?
How could he, Colonel?
It's the training they go for, Susan. The holy men in India. Eventually, they can be in two places at once. And all sorts of things.
Oh, I'd like to be in two places at once, I would.
I don't think you'd ever get to be holy man, Eddie.
No, I wouldn't want to, would I, darling?
Don't ask me.
I shouldn't think anyone else would want you to, either.
Ooh, very cutting. Fill me a glass up, will you, cheeky?
Give it here, then.
Funny. Oh, Walter hasn't been in. Les Nelson's whipped him off somewhere.
I called for him, but he said he wanted to watch one of his video films instead.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Good for trade.
Has anyone ever told you you've got eyes like deep pools?
No, I don't think so. I once met a woman who said I reminded her of Ronald Coleman.
I meant Susan, actually.
Just leave Susan alone, eh, Eddie?
Oh, don't mind him, Sid. He's not worth it. That'll be 65 pence, please.
And one for yourself, darling.
No, thanks. I don't fancy anything.
Oh. Where was this woman, Colonel?
Eh? Oh, Southampton. Not a young woman by any means. It wasn't very romantic.
Those old films are full of romance, aren't they? My mum watches them on Sunday afternoons. She loves them.
I suppose you like something with a bit more go in, do you?
I'm not that bothered about films at all. I like comedy on the television. Here you are.
Sir,
Some of those films Walter's got on video do seem a bit silly to me. Of course, he likes them, which is the point.
Well, they don't have any go in them, do they?
Move your elbows a minute, Eddie. I want to wipe the bar.
Oh, I'll do that, Sid. Oh, move over, Eddie.
Wipe round me elbows. Is it wet where they are?
Oh, just move your elbows, will you? It's you that spilt the beer.
Because you filled the glass too full.
There we are.
Of course. She went to that spiritualist meeting with Martha the other week, didn't she?
What? Oh, Peggy Archer. Yes, that's right. Laura thinks it's unchristian.
My gran used to go to the spiritualists. It used to cheer her up.
I don't see what harm it can do.
Laura thinks it's all witchcraft, of course.
What about this chap who was in two places at once then? I mean, do you think he really was?
He was definitely seen 500 miles away from where I saw him. At the same time. Extraordinary thing.
Load of rubbish.
Eddie, will you watch your glass? You're going to spill the rest of it if you're not careful.
Martha says Mrs. Archer went round to see her last night.
And what did she say?
Well, she asked Martha if she was going to go to the spiritualist meeting tomorrow night, and Martha said no.
Why not? I thought it was her idea in the first place.
Yes, it was. But Martha says she didn't like it. Said it frightened her a bit. And anyway, she said Joby's up in heaven. You know what she's like.
So what happened then?
Well, apparently Mrs. Archer was quite upset, tried to persuade Martha to go with her and everything, and said she was going to go tomorrow.
I wonder what's up with her. She was having visions in this kitchen yesterday.
She never was. What did she see?
Oh, well, no. No, I mustn't exaggerate. She just had a memory, I suppose. I shouldn't laugh. I have enough of my own.
Suppose if she wants to go, it's up to her. I dare say it don't do no harm.
You can't dwell on the past, Clary, love you. You have to go on living.
Well, yes, I know, but...
Oh, Lord. Here is Peggy Archer. Hey, don't say anything about spiritualism, eh?
No, of course not. My lips are sealed.
Come on in, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Sid. Oh, hello, Clary.
Hello. Just thought I'd pop in to see if you've got anything sorted out yet about the holiday.
Sit down.
I know it's pushing you a bit, but I've got Lillian on to me.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I did phone up someone this morning, and it looks as though we're fixed up.
Oh, where are you going?
Barmouth.
Oh.
Nice healthy spot, nice caravan site, third week in August. And cross your fingers for it.
Why?
The weather, I mean. Lucy set her heart on swimming every day.
I had an uncle who drowned off the Welsh coast a long time ago.
Thank you for those few words of encouragement.
And that's the third week in August, is it?
Yeah.
Let me make a note in my diary, then. Oh, William's a bonny little boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a look about him. Very intelligent little face.
Joe says he looks just like a little brother of his who died when he was three, before they had penicillin.
Yes, well, he looks well enough. I saw Eddie this morning, zooming off in that old van of his with Susan Horribin.
He was taking her into Borchester.
Yes. Oh, there we are then. Oh, that's settled. I'll look after the bull in the third week in August.
Oh, blast it. Blooming thing.
Those your legs under there, Eddie?
Oh, I hope so. Blasted baler gone on the bleat now. If it's not one thing, it's the other.
Brought you a drink up.
What is it?
Lemon barley.
I don't want lemon barley. I want a jug of cider. Oh, well, I suppose it's better than nothing.
Brought you a sandwich up as well.
Oh, Tor. Don't know how long it'll take to mend. I'm just praying I can get it done myself.
Can you borrow a part from anyone?
They're all making aid themselves, ain't they? Oh, we're... Where were you when I came back from Borchester?
Went up to Pat's.
She's making hay, isn't she? That daft Tony sprained his thumb.
No, she's not today. We had a chat and that.
Or a hen party.
We just had a talk.
Yeah. Oh, I'd better get on and try and mend this now. We won't have any hay.
Eddie.
What is it?
Why did you give Susan Horribin a lift?
Because she wanted one. Why?
Everyone says you've been... Well...
Well, what?
Making eyes at her.
Everyone ought to keep their nasty gossip to themselves.
Never mind that. Have you?
Well, don't you trust me?
No, it's not that. It's just that... Well, I know she's younger than me and everything, and you do go down the Bull every night.
No, I don't. I go down to the Cat and Fiddle some nights. I suppose you think I'm making eyes at Elsie Green, do you?
No. I don't know. I only know what people tell me.
They can keep their nose out of my business. That's what they can do. Look, I've got to get on with this bailer, please, Clary. So let me alone, will you?
I left them to get on with their tea. They got a pie, same as you. Lamb with onion.
Oh, thanks. Anything to go with it?
Do you want me to do you a few potatoes?
I wouldn't say no.
Where are your taters?
Oh, you know, as though you got any.
Honestly, Dad. Oh, here they are, sprouting away.
Well, they'll be all right.
They'll have to be. I'm not going back home to get you some.
How's Eddie, then? Daft as ever, I suppose?
I think he's all right.
I doubt it. He never was afore.
I didn't ask him, as it happens.
Never likely to be. Have you had words?
No, we haven't.
Oh, well, you thought you had.
Well, we haven't.
You seem a bit put about to me.
Oh, do I? Must be the sun.
I thought perhaps that's why you came here.
Did you? Will you look at William, see if he's all right?
Of course he's all right. We'd hear him otherwise.
Just go and look, Dad, will you?
I don't see the need. Hey, he's not going to run away, is he?
The cat might have jumped on him.
I ain't got a cat. That's the door.
I can hear that. Come in.
Perhaps it's your Eddie. Come to fetch you back. Oh, hello, Martha.
Oh, hello, Jethro. Hello, Clary, my love.
Hello.
I saw little William outside playing with his toes, bless him.
Is he crying?
Oh, no. He looks very happy out there.
Oh.
Are you doing tea for Jethro, Clary?
Yes, I brought him a pie. Well, I did too, so I thought I would.
I brought these sausage rolls and whatnot you asked me to pop in for you, Jethro.
Oh, thanks.
You better put them in the fridge if you're not having them tonight.
Who says I ain't having them tonight?
You can't eat sausage rolls after this pie, Dad. You'll be ill.
Of course I won't.
You put them in the fridge. He hasn't got his little hat on today, then.
Oh, the baby. No.
I think he looks proper comical in it. Very sweet, of course. The spit of his dad.
Can't be both.
Don't go on about Eddie, Dad. Why don't you go and wash the telly? I'll bring your tea through.
Ah, I'll let you get on with your gossip. Do a good few taters, Clary. Oh, you've been haymaking by myself most of the day.
He will have his moan, won't he?
Yes.
I do hope I've done the right thing.
Oh. It won't hurt him to have the sausage rolls as well as his tea. He's a gannet.
No, no, my dear, I mean about the meeting, the spiritualist meeting.
Oh.
What if my Joby did speak to me? I'd die of fright.
Well, like you said, you don't have to go, do you?
Oh, no, that's right, my dear, but it's Peggy Archer I'm worried about.
Oh.
I feel sort of responsible in a way. I mean, I went with her in the first place. Do you think it's up to me to go with her again?
What do you call this?
I don't know. Let me have a better look at it.
That is its best side.
Oh, dear. I suppose it's an antique vase.
It's made in about 1954, if I'm any judge.
You're not. What is it to say on the bottom?
You're in the light. Let's see. Poppyfield. Is that a well-known mark?
Don't give it here. Let's call it £2.50. You never know who might come in.
And then there's this. It's been here ever since we opened.
Why hasn't it been on display?
Because it's too awful.
You can't afford to have scruples like that. Oh, I see what you mean.
It wouldn't matter so much if it wasn't missing half its beak.
It does go against the grain just to throw it away, though. Have you got the rest of its beak anywhere?
Not that I've ever seen.
It must have been in that job lot I got from one of those auctions at Felfsham. Sharks, they are.
Are they?
It's all a ring as well.
No wonder they didn't want this.
Such a shame you can't melt china down.
It's not china, it's crock.
Oh, well, crock. Put it in the bin.
We need some fresh stock.
There is nothing so irritating as people telling you what you know perfectly well.
Sorry. Good morning, Walter.
Oh, good morning, Jackie. Hello, lad.
Hello, Dad. Who gave you a lift in?
Oh, Jill Archer. and she's picking me up again.
Would you like some tea or coffee?
Oh, no, no, no. Is it safe to sit in this chair?
I think so. Try it.
All right so far, as the man said who fell off Blackpool Tower. Yes.
How's the video?
Oh, I just like them old films. I've joined the shop now.
Swapping them about, are you?
Yes. You can have two a week. I'm going to get mine in a bit.
I'll come with you. We should have a little chat.
Jackie, my love, would you put this poster up? The vicar gave it to me.
Yes, of course. What is it?
It is for the Midsummer Night's Bonfire. Dorothy Adamson did them.
I hope you're not gallivanting about on Lakey Hill tomorrow night.
No, no. I shall be at home watching me films.
I'll put it up in the window.
It's for the church gutter in, you know.
Is it really? Have you come into Borchester to buy anything else, Dan?
Oh, I ain't bought anything at all yet.
Out of your winnings, I mean.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, I went to church on Sunday, and of course he was right.
Who was?
The vicar. He was saying about being greedy.
What do you mean? What was he saying?
Oh, you know, how you shouldn't be greedy. You brings nothing into this world and you takes nothing out.
And in my case, you have nothing in between.
Oh, you can laugh, but he was right.
I'm not laughing.
So I went round and told him I'd give him something towards the guttering.
What's wrong with their guttering? They seem to be making enough fuss about it.
Oh, it cost a lot to repair, that's why. You needs the new guttering and then there's the neighbour.
So you made the church a little gift?
Yes.
Let's hope St. Peter's written it down. Come on then, Dad, let's find you a cup of tea, shall we?
It's not as though I'm a young chap now, is it? I think that George needs the money more than I does.
It's a whacking big sum of money to give away, though, Walter.
Oh, yes, but if I wants to give it away, nobody can stop me, can they, Clary?
Hey?
Oh, cheer up, Clary. You've been sat there throwing your bread to the ducks looking as though it's the end of the world.
Have I? I found a whole loaf gone stale in the bread bin. It's Eddie's fault. He hides it when it's not just fresh.
Everything's all right then at Grange Farm, is it?
Something keeps going wrong with the baler.
Oh.
Eddie keeps having to mend it.
He ought to get a new baler. Joe must have had that on for 20 years.
Oh, longer than that, Dom.
Don't think Joe can afford a new one.
Oh, I dare say it's all a bit hectic there at the moment with both of them haymaking.
Not so rusty couldn't go into Borchester yesterday.
He had to fetch a spare part, didn't he?
That's what he said. He had to give Susan Orobin a lift as well.
Oh, she's a nice young wench now, ain't her? Nice and fresh looking.
I think she's sly.
Oh, no, no, I don't think so. She's quiet, but I don't think she's sly.
I do. Why did she have to get a lift with Eddie?
Well, he offered. I was there. Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Oh, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he reminded me with that crust, Clary. You nearly got me in the eye then.
He was leaning over the bar, telling her he'd get her into Borchester for 10 o'clock.
Of course, the old family's always been troublemakers.
Ah, not the girls. Only the boys.
Well, there's half of them in prison, to my knowledge.
Oh, no, no. Keith's in trouble, I think.
Well, he always is. But there's never been any trouble with the girls.
Well, that depends what you mean by trouble, Tom. Granny went to church in April and had the babby in June.
No, I don't think she's pretty neither. Her legs are stumpy.
Oh, well, of course you don't see her legs when her's behind the bar now, do you?
Well, you see them when her gets on the stool to reach something down. But I can't remember them.
Very short and stumpy they are. And she's got thick ankles.
Is that your babby, Clary?
Yes, he wants to be rocked. It's all right, William, I'm coming.
So the vicar wouldn't take your money then?
No, he said I'd got to think it over. He said if I still wanted to when I'd had a good think, I could.
And what does your Nelson say about that?
Oh, he didn't seem bothered. Mind you, he didn't ask how much I was giving to the fund.
Oh, I dare say he could use £1,000 himself.
My Nelson's one of the few people who ain't asked for a penny, Tom Forrest. Not a penny.
Uh-huh.
He's got too much pride to ask me for any as my Nelson. Not like some I could mention.
I'll have these ready in a jiffy.
I never know if my favourite is a dry martini or a margarita.
Just push it along, Nelson. My tongue's hanging out.
How attractive. Do you ever see that chap, what's his name these days?
Alex?
Alex? I've never heard of Alex.
Anyway, I don't see him.
Oh. And I gather you're not interested in Mark Hebden these days?
No, not quite my type.
I thought that all along. He's really a bit of a prig, isn't he?
He's quite good fun. He's just not for me.
I told you that. And of course that Bem was worse than a disaster.
Oh, I don't know. I put it all down to experience.
You haven't been to see him?
Of course I haven't.
I wonder if you would come to see me if I was in prison.
If you were in prison, I expect I would be too.
What a touching thought. But I hope not. Here you are, my dear.
Thanks. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't go anywhere near the place. Cheers.
Cheers. Tomorrow night.
What about it?
Midsummer Eve.
Yes, we've got our special cocktail offer. Two for the price of one, mainly because there's half the alcohol in each.
I was wondering if, after we've closed, you would like to have a little supper with me.
Were you?
We could just leave everything in a mess and go across to Mario's. He'd let us eat late. I know him quite well. Well, what do you say?
He's terribly sweet, Jill. You should see him running round, chasing the curtains.
They are comical, aren't they? Phil, do you want me to give you a hand with that boot?
I don't know what's the matter with it.
I expect your foot's swollen up in the heat. Let me have a go.
Well, mind your hands then. It's a bit mucky.
Last night I was fast asleep when all of a sudden I felt this thing.
There. That's got it. Oh. Shall I do the other one?
Well, if you don't mind.
Oh, dear, your feet.
Well, if you don't like it, I can always go upstairs.
No, don't be silly.
Only I have been working out there all day.
All right.
Anyway, I couldn't think what it was. And then, of course, I realised it must be the kitten. Lord only knows how he made his way upstairs. I thought all the doors were closed.
They can be very mischievous. Brace yourself now, Phil.
Right.
Hello. Another day at the sausage factory over. Yeah. Oh, hello, Auntie Peggy.
Hello, dear. What's the sausage factory?
Oh, just the office. What are you up to?
I'm trying to pull your father's boot off.
Oh, let me help.
No, thanks. You'll have my foot off as well.
Only trying to be helpful. Any tea in the pot?
Yes, help yourself. There. That's got it.
Oh. Any inquiries about the house, Shula?
No, not yet. I'm sure there will be, though.
Oh, is this Willow Farm you're selling? Poor old Tony and Pat look rather green every time I mention it.
Do they? Well, I shall look green if I don't manage to sell it pretty sharpish.
Surely you will.
Oh, I hope so. Can't afford to be lumbered with it for long.
How's the kitten, Auntie Peggy?
Oh, I was just telling your mother. He's full of mischief. It's a funny thing, but he already knows when I'm coming home. Waits by the door for me.
The only pet ones we've ever had tore our furniture to pieces.
Yes, but it's different when you're on your own. It's lovely to have a living creature waiting for me when I get in.
Of course, it must be.
Dad, have we got a stack of wood for the bonfire yet?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, Dad, you know I asked if you could collect me some.
Shula, I have had haymaking and Willow Farm and the lambs.
It is for the church, you know.
I don't remember you saying anything about it.
Yes, you do, Phil. We both asked you on Sunday.
Well, what do you want me to do? There's plenty of old rotten stuff behind the barn. You can have that. I'm not giving you the logs for the fire.
I'm not asking for the logs for the fire.
Perhaps if you had a word with Neil, he could help.
He's supposed to be doing the repairs on Willow Farm tomorrow.
Oh.
We could do some tonight and some tomorrow night.
I ought to be getting along anyway. I've got to feed Sammy.
Oh, Peggy, do you have to dash? I was hoping you could stay and have potluck with us. It's only cold meat and salad.
Oh, no, I can't stay to dinner. I've got to go out.
Oh, anywhere nice?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm going to the meeting.
Oh, what meeting?
The meeting I went to with Martha the other week. It was quite interesting.
You don't mean the fork benders or whatever they do?
Shula, go and wash your hands. There's a love.
Oh,
the
Christ.
Spiritualist lot, you mean? You don't want to encourage Martha in all that.
Actually, Martha's not going.
And you, Phil. Hurry up now. We don't want your dinner getting cold.
I thought you said it was salad. No, it's nothing special, Mark. I just thought you might enjoy it. Well, it's a sort of bonfire party. Just a bit of singing and... Well, I don't even know if it will be him. He's had some sort of a row with Clary. About 8 o'clock, I should think. Come up to Brookfield if you like. Oh. Oh, all right, I'll see you there. Bye.
You could try and sound more enthusiastic.
Oh, morning, Shula.
Oh, hello, Dad. Neil?
Hello.
I'm sitting today and I just thought I'd see if there's anything in the post.
About Willow Farm? No, I don't think so.
Well, don't you know?
Well, there's not likely to be. People don't write when they want to buy a place, they ring up. Let's have a look.
And Neil's going to pick up that list of repairs and get the materials and start work this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'll get the list then. No. No, there's nothing in the post.
Well, I hope to goodness someone does inquire.
Of course they will. Have you seen it in the window?
Yes.
Did you think we made a good job of it?
Well, not bad. I wish you'd put it more in the middle, though. It's rather tucked away right at the side. And it isn't a very good photo.
It's the best we could do with the place. You know it isn't a very pretty house.
You're the one who told me it'd sell.
Yes, it will, I'm sure, in time. Here you are, Neil. That's got the materials we need and the measurements.
Oh, thanks.
What do you mean, in time?
In time, Dad. I'll let you know as soon as we have anyone ask about it.
See that you do. Oh, I better dash. I'm going to be late as it is. I might pop in at lunchtime, Shula. Just in case anyone's got in touch.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Archer.
Cheerio.
Can you read my writing, Neil?
Oh, yes, thanks. Jethro's hopping mad with me.
What about?
Because I'm doing the repairs.
Oh.
He thinks it's a better job than working at Brookfield.
Take no notice.
I don't. It's not so cushy anyway. I've got to fetch the ladders up to Willow Farm and get up on that roof, and I haven't got a head for heights. Where's your boss?
Out looking at a country mansion. Probably sipping dry sherry and having a biscuit by now.
Oh, sounds nice.
Yes. Well, that's the high life for you. If I'm lucky, I might be allowed to do a bit of measuring later on.
Yeah. Do you still want a hand with the bonfire tonight?
Oh, yes, please. I've still got to get half the wood there. And then there'll be the baked potatoes and things.
Shall I wait for you after work?
If you like, yes. Or I can see you up there after you've done the hens.
Ah, yes. Well, I'll see you on Lakey Hill then. Are you going to do any singing?
Me? Good Lord, no. I'm leaving that to Eddie.
Oh, that's a pity. I like your singing better.
Well, I'm not going to. Hey, you better let me get on, Neil. I've got 3 tapes to do before Mr. Rodway gets back, and I've hardly started yet. Come on, Neil, over here. This bonfire's only going to last about 5 minutes.
I'm coming.
Now, remember, Shula, it's 10 pence for a baked potato. And don't just pocket the money, put it in the bag.
All right, Mum, I will.
And all the sweets and things are in those plastic containers. Shula, are you listening to me?
Yes. You can't see Mark's car down there, can you? He said he'd be here soon after 7.
I've brought you up some odds and ends from Willow Farm to burn. Best way of getting rid of him.
Oh, thanks. That'll make it last a bit longer.
Look, Neil, if you want to go and start getting the rest out of the Land Rover...
Oh, I will in a minute. I'm out of puff at the moment.
It's a shame it's not like it used to be, isn't it? All the torches and everything.
Yeah, well, I think my sheep will be quite disturbed enough as it is. I hope you don't get more than about 50 people here.
That isn't going to make much for the church fund.
Never mind the church fund. I don't want Lakey Hill all churned up.
It won't be.
Anyway, from what I hear, the church fund doesn't need my help.
If you mean Walter, that's not the point.
Is it true he's given half his money to the fund? That's what I heard in the Bull.
Well, not quite half, but he's offered a lot of it.
More money than sense.
Phil, it is for the church.
Well, £1,000. It's out of proportion.
I'd like to know what sins he's repenting.
You ask him. I'm sure he'll be only too glad to tell you.
Well, I'm going to fetch some more wood. Come on, Neil.
Come in. I think I've strained myself with that last bit.
I hope you haven't. How did you get on doing the roof at Willow Farm?
Oh, that was all right. I had a bit of trouble with the window, though.
Oh, did you manage?
Yes, in the end. It isn't perfect.
Oh, well, let's hope they don't notice.
You mean someone's coming to look at it?
No, not yet. You're getting as bad as Dad about it.
I am. Ever since he told me how much it's costing us a day with that huge loan. If you can do anything to hurry things along, Shula...
Of course I will, Mum.
Yes, well, I mustn't interfere, I suppose. I'll fetch the rest of the cakes and stuff. Dorothy made some interesting-looking flapjacks. I think I might try one.
Is Eddie coming?
Yes, he said so. Clary answered the phone. She sounded fed up.
They've had a row about Susan Orobin.
What's Eddie been up to?
Nothing, he says. She thinks he has, though. And he does go on and on to Susan, you know, leering down her jumpers and things like that.
Poor old Susan.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know that film that's on in Borchester now?
Which one's that?
Oh, you know, the one about outer space. I wondered if you'd like to...
Oh, look!
What?
That's Mark's car, isn't it? We're up here, Mark! Mark!
He's gone up to the bonfire, Peggy. Actually, it was you I wanted to talk to. I'd rather talk to a woman about it.
Well, if I can help at all, I'll be only too pleased.
It's not that I'm short of people to talk to. Only I don't feel I can talk to Jennifer or Lillian. And of course not Tony. And people just don't seem to want to understand.
Understand what?
I don't suppose you think it's a very good idea either.
What isn't?
I went to that spiritualist meeting last night.
Oh, I see.
You don't approve, do you?
I'm sorry, but it's very, very wrong, Peggy. Well, I know Richard was worried when Martha started to, well, dabble. But he tried to be sympathetic and not terrify her or anything.
She appreciated his kindness, I know.
I don't think he'd be quite as kind if he was talking to you. I think he might be rather severe about it.
You see, there isn't really anyone I can talk to about Jack. There hasn't been for years.
What about Dan?
I don't think he was ever really close to Jack, like he is with Phil.
And you still miss him, I know.
People don't seem to realise. You don't ever stop missing them. I can see the same look on other people's faces. Sid hasn't stopped missing Polly.
Did Martha go with you? She told me she was frightened by the meeting last time.
No, she didn't come. But I wanted to. I almost felt I had to. As though I was being pulled along there.
And what was the meeting like?
It was uncanny.
Oh?
We went in and sat down, the usual thing. They're all very nice, very warm people, Dorothy. They make you feel welcome. This must all sound like stupid superstition to you.
No, rather worse than that, I'm afraid.
I had a message from Jack. And I could feel that he was close to me. As close as you are now.
Oh, Peggy.
I know you don't believe me, Dorothy. But it really did happen.
Come on, Clary, have a baked potato.
No, thanks. I've got to look after Eddie's guitar.
Oh, give it to me and eat a potato. I'll look after it.
I don't know. He said to guard it with me life.
Give it here.
Oh, well, all right, thanks.
Here you are. Mind, it's a hot one.
I shouldn't really.
It's all in a good cause. 10 pence.
Oh, yeah, of course, I forgot. I think Eddie's got the money.
Oh, you can owe it then.
I thought Eddie was in very good voice, didn't you, Sheila?
Yes.
Did you? Have you seen Susan Orobin up here?
Isn't she at the ball tonight?
I think it's her night off.
She's that pretty girl, isn't she? Short.
You could call her pretty, I suppose.
I think I saw her talking to Neil. Do you want her?
Want her? No, I don't want her. Just wondered if she'd come sneaking up here. I'd better get back and find where Eddie is. Hang on to that damn guitar, will you, Mark?
What's up with her?
I think she's got rather jealous of poor Susan.
Eddie always did have a roving eye, didn't he?
Susan Orobin wouldn't touch him with a barge pole, though. That's what makes it so unfair.
Have you got another potato there, Sheila?
Just for you, I think so.
How are you getting on with the siren of the ball?
What?
Rumour has it you've been talking to Susan.
Oh, yes. It's her night off. Eddie came up and wanted to talk to her, so I let them to it. You've got to keep saying how good his singing is all the time.
Don't you like his singing?
Not much. You're not going to sing as well, are you?
No, I'm just looking after Eddie's guitar while Clary goes to thump him.
Why is she going to thump him?
Have a potato, Neil, and don't look so worried. Ah,
Here he comes, the songster of the prairie.
What do you think of my new song? Did it grab you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
But parts of it?
Oh, parts of it grabbed parts of you, did they? Which parts?
You can have your guitar back now. Here.
Oh, sorry. Where's Clary?
She's gone to look for you, I think.
I didn't see her.
Perhaps you were too busy talking to Susan Horribin.
Butting in with her, you were.
Well, I can't help it if I'm popular.
I don't think you're very popular with Susan, though.
She told me she thought your singing was the worst thing she'd heard since her dad's singles of Frank Ifield.
You're making it up.
I'm not.
Ah, that's the younger generation, Eddie. Different tastes. You'll just have to learn to live with it.
Clary said she thinks it's the best one yet.
Where's she gone anyway? Give us one of those bits of bread and cheese. She'd fancy that.
Right.
Clary likes a bit of cheese.
Oh, she's already got a potato.
No, she'd love it. Here you are, Eddie. Off you go and find her. I think she's just over the top there with Mum. Go on.
I'll owe you for this then, shall I? Clary's got our money.
You won't make much for the church fund at this rate.
Oh, it's only a bit of bread and cheese.
Well, I'll go and see if Susan wants a lift home. It's getting late. There doesn't seem much point in hanging about. See you tomorrow, Shula.
Right. Bye. Shame about Neil.
He'll get over it. In time.
I hope so. Well, the bonfire's nearly out.
Yeah. Hadn't you better get some St. John's wort and stick it in your ear or whatever it is?
Why would I want to do that?
Well, I thought if you did that and sat in the churchyard for 12 months, you'd see your future husband.
I can wait to see him in the normal way, thanks.
You've got no romance in your soul.
Yes, I have.
Let's clear this up and give your mother our takings.
About £2.50.
Then we can go for a little drive. Yeah?
If I wants to give all the money I've got to the church, that's what I'll do.
You've got to keep a sense of proportion, Walter. A little nest egg might come in handy one day.
One day? I might not be here one day. I said to the vicar, if you give me time to think about it, I might not be here.
Well, if you're going to be so cheerful about everything. I didn't know you even listened to the sermons.
Oh, well, I don't usually. I turns me hearing aid off. But on Sunday, the little knob thing got stuck. And I didn't know if it was the vicar or the voice of God, first off.
So it was a mistake you heard the sermon, eh?
No, I think it was meant. And I'll tell you something else, Tom.
You haven't started to have visions, have you?
No, I ain't. But Peggy Archer got a message from Jack.
Earlers always get in them. She gives him hand up at Grey Gables.
No, not Jack Woolley. Jack Archer.
Is this that spiritualist meeting that she been going to? Because I done odd with them. Prue's auntie used to go and it drove her around the bend.
Oh, well, most of Prue's family ends up a bit touched.
You better not let her hear you saying that.
Of course I won't. Anyway, Peggy went Wednesday night, and yesterday I was in a real old state.
How do you know?
Because Mrs. B told me, in confidence.
Oh, so what was the message?
Oh, that's what I can't tell you. But she had one loud and clear. Said it was like an electric shock going through her.
Well, you might tell me what the message was. It might be something to do with me.
Why should it be?
Well, it could be anything, couldn't it? Bruce Andy used to get all sorts of messages.
And after the Zabaglione, she decided she wanted the cheese board. Then she wanted a brandy. Then she wanted another brandy.
That's Jackie all over, though, Nelson. You know what she's like.
It's not as though I'm particularly flush at the moment, and well, she knows it.
I always thought Jackie must have hollow legs. She could really stack it away.
Yes. Well, after the third brandy, I offered to drive her home, envisaging a warm smile and a languorous look.
I expect a lot of people thought that last night, Mark.
Some were obviously luckier than others.
Instead of which, she jumps up and says she'll walk, thank you.
Didn't you walk with her?
No. She said she'd like to walk by herself. All I had to do was pay the bill and tip that oleaginous Mario a day's takings at the shop and off home to my little truckle bed.
Oh, dear. Never mind.
Fortune's fool, that's me. Only the thought of my father's recent good luck stops me drinking myself to death.
What do you think about him giving it all away to the church?
Not all of it, Mark. I understand he's offered a little donation which the vicar's told him to think over. First sign of intelligence I've ever noticed in that vicar.
It's not just a little donation, Nelson.
Well, he gave me to understand he's giving them something he thinks of as substantial. £20, perhaps. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I thought he would have told you.
I suppose he might not have liked to let everyone know.
Shula, tell me, how much is the stupid old creature trying to give away?
£1,000.
You're not serious.
That was the story I heard. Tom Forrest told me.
I know it's right, because of course Mum had to know, because she's a church warden. Nelson, all the colour's gone from your face.
He must have gone quite mad. What's that legal thing, Mark, when you declare your father's gone mad and take hold of his financial affairs?
I don't think for a minute your father's gone mad.
And he must have done. There's no other explanation.
The vicar preached a sermon about repentance. You know, the 99 righteous sheep and the lost one.
Righteous sheep? That proves it. And I'll wring the vicar's neck if I see him.
William, his daddy. What's he doing there, eh? Has the naughty bailer gone and broken down again?
This naughty bailer's going to be the death of me.
We wondered if you'd like something special for your tea, didn't we? Because we're going into Borchester to the clinic with Auntie Pat.
I'll have a barrel of shires and a bite of your leg.
Eddie, stop it! I dropped the bait! Oh, stop it! It's all right, William. Daddy's only playing.
No, I'm not. A nice bit of cough muscle.
Stop it! He thinks you're hurting me. It's only a game, William. It's only a game. Stop it, Eddie.
All right. I'll have a nice juicy bit of steak and mushrooms and egg and some tomatoes and those waffle things.
That'll do instead of my leg, will it?
As well as... I don't know what I'm going to do with this blasted baler. It's taking about four times as long to get a field in as it ought to.
I thought you got a spare part.
I got one. Now something else has gone.
Oh.
We need some new machinery. Perhaps we'll go to the Royal Show and have a look at some, eh?
Oh, I'd love to go to the Royal. But can we afford to buy anything?
Well, if we save up, we can have a couple of sandwiches, perhaps.
Can we really go?
Well, I'll see what Dad says. We can go if he'll do the milking.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'd love it. Oh, we haven't had a day out in I don't know how long.
All right, there's no need to smother me. Poor little baby's getting squashed. All right, Clary, that'll do.
Oh, I feel ever so much better today, don't I, Pet? Don't I?
You're daft, that's your trouble. You've got a daft mother you have, William. And a broken baler.
No, but you know, I thought you were having a go at that awful Susan.
That's my nature, Clary. I'm naturally a bit of a ladding toy. You don't mean I'm going to run off with her.
No. Well, that's all right then.
Anyway, she wouldn't have me.
Don't tease me. I was really upset, wasn't I?
You got no need. I know when I'm well off. I tell you what I'd like for Pud. It's one of those chocolate steam pudding things. I could just fancy one of those.
Didn't you hear me knocking, Dad?
Oh, Nelson. Oh, cool, you gave me a start.
What on earth is that?
Oh, they don't make them like that anymore, Nelson. This is the third time I've seen it.
Can we turn it off for a few minutes?
Yes, all right, Nelson. Turn it off if you like. I've got the angle starting it again now.
Good. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad, all things considered. I've still got that stiff neck.
That's because you will sit in this chair when you're watching the television. You should sit on the sofa or move the set.
Oh, I likes it where it is. And I don't want to sit on the sofa. It's lumpy.
It's up to you.
Of course it is.
You know what you were telling me the other day, Dad?
What's that?
How you were going to make a donation to the church fund.
Oh, yes, yes. Vicar said to think about it. But I ain't changed my mind.
You haven't given him the money yet, have you?
No. He said to wait.
He doesn't want to take your money, Dad.
He's not taking it. I'm giving it to the church.
You can't buy your way into heaven, you know.
I'm not trying to buy my way into anywhere. It's just that I'm not going to be greedy anymore. That's what I decided.
Dad?
Mm-hmm?
I'm in difficulties.
Oh, are you, son? What sort of difficulties? It's not that Jackie, is it? I never thought she was up to any good.
No, it's not Jackie. Though Lord knows she doesn't help matters.
Oh, have you got into debt?
Dad, I've been in debt since 1951. That isn't the point.
Well, what is the point?
I'm only keeping my head above water because of the wine bar.
But ain't the shop making any money?
Well, you saw how much stock we've got left. There's about 50 quid's worth of goods in there, even if we could sell them all, which we can't.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, that's just it. What can I do?
Well, I don't know.
I ought to buy more stock.
Well, there's no need to shout at me. I've got me hearing aid turned on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't always tell from what you say if you've heard me or not.
Well, what's stopping you getting more stock?
I can't afford to buy any.
Oh, I see. You mean you ain't got any money to replace the stock you sold?
Yes, Dad. That's just it.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do?
The truth is, Dad, I need £5,000 and I need it quickly. That's why I've come to you. Can you lend me £5,000 to buy some more stock?
Of course I will, Nelson. Why didn't you ask me before? We'll go in and get it first thing Monday morning, if that's what you want.